Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. This entire podcast is going to be recorded underwater. Jason and I are in the bath. What sound is that? What is
You said bath at the last minute. I was thinking like way under the sea.
Start making waves.
Let's just roll the intro music.
Can you stop wearing my fucking flippers?
Maybe don't fucking hide mine.
I don't hide yours. I don't know where yours are. Yeah. I don't care about your fucking slippers.
Yeah, I don't know where they are either.
Why are you yelling about it right now?
Let's because it's insane how we always, literally, that's insane. I threw my old ones at him, right? Because I was mad at him. And then he got a new pair for himself and he's still wearing mine.
You're being so dramatic.
I'm not.
Dramatic.
You're doing
I'm
it again
not.
With the mic.
I am not being dramatic.
Yeah, bro, it's like his hand is like... Why can't you just hold it up to your mouth? It's so easy.
It's like he's holding a pen and twirling it through his fingers.
Can I just put it in my mouth?
Put the fucking puff on, you dumb fuck. All right, what's your story? Let's just start here.
We were talking about like high school and homework last week, and while we got high, I remembered something that I used to do when my report cards would come in to my house.
Report cards?
What?
She's such a jerk.
Yeah, both of them are, man. It's
oh, the
up.
Two of them. They tag team me all the
bullies.
Time.
No, we're not. We're
I'm glad saying. You're here because you get all the ire now.
I spaced out. I didn't know what you said, but was it stupid, Natalie? What did he say?
He goes, when I got my report card.
What an idiot.
Thanks for filling me in, Nat.
Nat. Wow, thank God I know what fucking happened.
You
know,
I'm not telling
you. I'm
story.
Never looking at you the same way again.
Go fuck yourself. I'm not telling
after
story.
The way you said report cards, I'm never looking at you the same way. Okay, tell your story. Go.
Anyways, back when I would get my report cards in high school, I would obviously have really bad grades, and I didn't want my parents to get mad.
Right.
What? What are you going to say? What can you possibly say
nothing.
Right now?
Nothing. I'm just glad that you admit that you would get bad grades.
What do you mean? I knew that I had bad grades. You knew that I had bad grades.
Right, but it's just nice.
It doesn't mean you're I'm a dumb person.
Okay, I'm not arguing anymore.
Fuck you.
Okay, go.
So I would have bad grades, and I didn't want my parents to get mad, so I would take the report card. And I would completely type it out on like Word, like Microsoft Word, like make it identical.
No way. This is a lie.
Dead ass.
Whoa. Okay.
I would make it identical to the report cards that they would send. And I would change my grades. And I'd print it out and I'd show my parents my fake grades.
Really?
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
What would you change your grades to?
I wouldn't go crazy. It's not like A. Like, nothing crazy. Like it's like they're wondering why I didn't get into fucking Illinois State.
You weren't accepted to community college. You had straight A's for all 4 years. What happened? You write your parents a letter from the principal.
Yeah.
Just like, Ilya is the best student in this entire school. Your parents are like on a power trip. They're like, what the fuck?
No, I'd write like if I had like a D, I'd write like a C.
That's nice.
And I still get heat for it, you know? So I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's funny. You would do that? How many times did you do that? Honestly.
I did that, honestly, like three different quarters or semesters or whatever. Whatever the report cards would come out, I did like three times.
And then what happened when you took your SATs?
We didn't have SATs.
We didn't have SATs. We had ACTs, but I did poorly on that. I got a 21. What did you get?
I think I got a 27.
It's really good, actually.
Thank you. What did you get, Natalie?
I got a 30.
Oh, wow.
She was also a loser.
Right.
Right.
Smart loser.
I thought Natalie went to more parties than you in high school, though.
I did.
Yeah, but she's still like a loser.
Okay.
Right.
Like a follower.
Like a really popular loser.
You're right.
Like
I kind of was like the popular loser.
Yeah, that is a good way to put it. I think it's her mom that brought her down.
Okay.
Coming around.
Dude, I remember Natalie's
coming around.
Mom,
yep. Natalie's showing mom. Up at parties.
And yes. The, dude, literally.
My favorite story.
Oh, what? You know this story?
Wait, yeah. It happened to you too?
Yeah, we were at a fucking party at Sloan's house.
Oh, yeah.
And Nat's mom comes storming in like all pissed off. Where's Natalie? I remember just walking up the stairs like, I'm not going back down there.
So I'm doing this Discovery show, Dodgeball Thunderdome. It premiered yesterday. We hyped it up. It was a lot of fun. It's fun for the whole family. Laugh out loud. Hilarious. As we were shooting the show, the CEO of the studio came in. That's like running the show. I've never met him in my life. And he came in like, this was the one time he was on set. And he came in. It was just me in the trailer. And he goes, I'm so excited for this. Like, super sweet dude. He's like, and then he's like, don't mean to put pressure on you, but a lot of people are trying to see if this is going to work. There's a lot of doubters, a lot of naysayers out there. So there's a lot of pressure on you here. But he said it in like the nicest way,
right.
But in like a way where I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, he was so nice. Like, I have to say that. But yeah, so I was like, oh, great. I'm like really nervous. And then he called me this morning after the premiere.
Oh.
And he was like, you fucking killed it.
Wow.
Yeah. He was like, dude, I've never heard anybody, any adult be this excited about anything in my entire life.
Really?
He's like, I never get excited. You will never hear me this excited in my entire life. I am fucking thrilled. The network is thrilled. You guys blew it out of the park. Thank your team. Aww. Thank everybody involved.
Wow.
He was so excited. They were like,
David,
they're
that's
like,
huge.
Yeah, they're like, we like surpassed our expectations by so much. And like,
wow.
He's like, as the show kept going, it kept growing every quarter too. Uh-huh. So like the viewership was just increasing as the show was going on. And it did better than a lot of their big shows. So
damn, that's huge.
But he was so...
Did you ever think you'd be a part of Discovery?
I just thought it was funny to get like that kind of call.
Sure.
Like, you know, like I was in my backyard and I was like just staring at the view like randomly when I got the call. and then that's when, you know, I get a call from like this huge exec. And he's like, you fucking killed it. The show's a success. The network is happy. Like, it was like the most cliche like Hollywood call ever.
Cut to like 6 months from now, you have your own like safari show.
Yeah. I'm just all in to fucking Discovery. I don't do anything but Discovery. I'm just like, yeah, food tasting show. I'm exploring the fucking pyramids in Egypt. That would be a really cool show. Like Leaving America. Like you could call it. You could call Leaving America. And it's me leaving America, and I can never return because of DACA.
That would
like,
be really cool.
That'd be a really cool thing to watch.
Really
like, that's a good start to every show. Like, I left America, and I can never come back. But yeah, the show did good. So watch it every Wednesday, because then I won't lose my job.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This girl, Jessica, she's been a big supporter of us for a while. She DM'd me. She goes, I have a great podcast topic for whenever you record the next one. She goes, if there was a way to experience death, for example, drowning or being burned alive, but you would wake up from that death as if nothing happened, would you try it? I responded, are you nuts? I was like, no way. I mean, this question is to you guys. Does anybody feel differently about what I said?
Yeah.
If you could experience death, but wake up in the morning and nothing happened?
The only reason why I would say that it would be interesting to experience it is because, like, do you go to heaven for a split second, like for like the nighttime, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck, yeah, this is what heaven is, everybody.
I don't think so. It's just like you die.
What do you mean you don't think so? It's a made-up scenario. Well, you can't be like,
in
the scenario, these are the rules.
You don't go to heaven. You just die. You feel the pain. Then you wake up like, nothing happened, right?
Yeah, but you don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is like now you can come out to the world. You can wake up the next morning, be alive.
I have a feeling she means what Natalie's saying. I have a feeling she means you die and you just experience all of death, because then it would just be like, hey, would you like to be in pain for a little and then it goes away? Because then it makes no sense. But I think she means you get the perks of possibly seeing what's after life.
It's also kind of crazy. Can you imagine being that one person with that experience and like?
Okay, yeah. Let me reword the question. You have to be like, you have to die a painful death, but when you die, you see what happens after death, and then you come back the next day, no scars, nothing, no bruises. It's like it never happened.
I'm down.
But you still have your memories of what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Might as well. I mean, you've seen life.
Right now, if I held you underwater and I drowned you, you would be like, just to see what happens after, you'd be down?
Yeah, wouldn't it be sick that I'd be back and you'd be like,
yeah,
what
I'm
happened? I could tell you.
No.
I mean, you're right. The podcast would be insane
yeah,
that day.
I'd be like, I saw God. He's
what if it like
amazing.
Fucks you up?
What? She? Yes, she.
She loves the podcast.
She loves the podcast. She loves it. She was wondering why you're not posting vlogs. We talked about that for a while. She thinks Ilya's too in shape. She thinks he's good, the body the way he has it.
Wow, yeah, that would be cool. But I don't know if I would do it. Ilya, would you do it?
I would do it, yeah. That's crazy how you're saying you wouldn't do it.
It is scary.
My biggest fear is the process of like death. Like that's like one of my not dying, but like how like a painful death is like one of my biggest fears. Like a death where you're tortured or something like that. I hate that.
Do you think that when people say they see like white lights and stuff that they're dreaming that or they actually cross to the other side? You know, when people like say they die and then they come back to life, like they're on the operating table.
Okay, here's my thing.
Yeah.
I think I can't wrap my head around that because if you were dead, you were dead. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you die, I feel like there's not, if there is like a heaven and a God, I don't think God's like, come here. And then he's like, oh shit, wait, never mind. Wait, they're going to save you. Oh shit, I had no idea this was, okay.
Right.
You got to go back. Like, you know what I mean? Well, like I feel like God would be powerful enough to go, yeah, you're either coming here or they're going to be able to save you. Like, I think that's really strange.
Or, no, what if they wanted to send a message to that person like, hey, you need to appreciate life. I'm going to send you back.
Right. Maybe. You think that's what happens?
I don't know. I don't know what happens. I'm asking. But there's tons of stories of people, like, crossing over. They see all these white lights, and they talk to somebody, and then they come back.
I also think when you die for a little bit, and you wake up, you're basically resurrected, you're literally, your head comes up, your brain can come up with any situation that happened.
Right.
Like, I'm sure you're... I mean, I don't want to discredit the people that have had like crazy encounters.
Near death experiences.
But I've just never seen it, so I don't know. But I would just imagine that your brain can be like, yeah, I saw fucking dinosaurs.
What would you do if you died? What would be the first thing you'd say? Ask.
To God?
Sure.
I'd just be like, what's like, I'd wonder what the setup is like.
That's so you. What? That is the most you.
Why?
Yeah, so like, what do you got in here? You got like Wi-Fi and like.
Oh, no, not. I wouldn't want to see his crib. I wouldn't want a house
tour. This is sick, man.
I think my main question would be like, what is the setup of life? Like where do you know? Like, what is the process? Like, do you put everybody on Earth, or is this like a game? What is like? That would be my question.
Yeah, yeah.
Not about how his fridge looks.
I'd want to
like,
know.
You probably have a bunch of Essentias in your fridge and a bunch of vitamin waters, right? Show me.
The most pure water in all the
world. You know what's sick is if you probably go to heaven and like God's there and like let's say he does, because I'm sure he has time to speak to everybody, right? Like I'm sure God can split himself up into like
100%
a trillion people, mm-hmm. right? So I'm sure there's like a moment where you talk to him. I'm sure everybody gets a personal God when they're there. That's what I think. And I think when you like, let's say he does invite you to his house and you're in heaven, I'm sure God's like, yo, check out what I have. And obviously God doesn't like, he's not like, God's like world isn't from the year 2020, right? So he's gonna have crazy things. He's gonna be like, yo, have you ever had this? It's called Zappo. And I'm like, what the fuck is Zappo? And he's like, it's like Coca-Cola, but like so much better. I'm like, what do you mean it's better than Coca-Cola? He's like, yeah, it comes out in 50 years. It's fucking crazy. You try it. And I have it. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, I'm sure God must have the it's best really things funny. Of any year. You know what I mean?
He has stuff from the future and also stuff from the past right. that you can't get anymore.
So his wine, he has the first wines ever made.
Yeah.
So his wines are like OG wines, like really good wines. And then he has really futuristic shit that like, it's crazy. My question is, what is the build of his house?
But it would also be really cool if he had some old stuff like your grandma or your granddad, you know, he had like a phone on the wall.
Oh, yeah, like he still like had, that. Like, this is my 2000s room.
Yeah.
And it's, like, Miley Cyrus, The Climb. Like, that's, like, it's just playing in the room. No, yeah, that would be a very interesting.
Wait, what did you say before? What's his what? I cut you off.
Like, what does his house look like? Like, what is the design
Zed's
of his house?
House?
Yeah, it probably looks like Zed's house. Or it probably looks like something we've never seen. I'm sure God has, like, a type that, like, I would imagine that his, like, he would like something that's, like, a little, like, mid-century modern. Mm-hmm. or maybe even like a Spanish feel. That's what I would go.
You can see that.
You think like God has a basement and he takes you and there's like a timeline of the things he's been to. Like
a museum.
He's like, this is when I sent that team to go kill Osama bin Laden.
Oh yeah.
I was proud of this one. This is when Hitler was born. I wasn't too proud of this one. I let this one slip. Like, does he have moments like that?
I don't
that?
Think he's arrogant like that. Oh, I don't think he has any ego about it. He's not like showing you off his like trophies and stuff.
So he doesn't have like a trophy room?
He's much more chill than that.
He doesn't frame the newspapers that he did?
No. Like I said, they're just in boxes and it's just like, yeah, it's a bunch of stuff. I haven't had time to go through it.
Like I did it. I'm actually starting this new world over here. You want to see it?
Yeah.
It's fucking, you think he like brags about his next projects like a musician would? You gotta hear this. You gotta hear this. Give it a fucking one listen. Give this world, give this new galaxy one look, and you're gonna be blown away. I fucking promise you. It's gonna be fucking sick. Where do you think you'd go?
I don't believe in a hell, really. I think we're all here and we all just have circumstances.
Well, that's a different way to look at it. I could see why you would say you don't believe in hell because it's like not really a godly thing to damn people to hell.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't, like I feel like when I was watching in the show about prisons. And Norway's prison is like a fucking hotel. Yeah. And you can only go to jail in Norway for up to 21 years, no matter what fucking crime you commit. You're out in 21 years because they believe in rehabilitation. Like, that's the most important thing. And they have like a 30% reincarceration rate where like 30% of the people, which is really low, like 30% of the people that go to jail are offenders again. This is the first time I've said anything factual. This is so crazy. But yeah, but like I would imagine.
I can't believe it. It's all right too. I'm listening to you. I'm like,
but
whoa.
I'd imagine that's how heaven would be like. Be like, yeah, I'm not going to fucking send you to hell. Like, I know you murdered people, but like, bro, let's just work on you. Like me and you, let's talk a little bit and figure it out. Like, let me get to you. And I feel like any murderer, any like horrible person, like being in a state of heaven would listen to God. They'd be like, okay, holy fuck, I was wrong. Yeah. Let me listen to you and change my ways. And then every time someone acts up in heaven, God visits them and goes, yo, give Ilya his flip-flops back. Like, that's fucked up. Like, that happens all the time probably. Lucky there's no
I'd
God here right
the
now.
Two of you.
Because I'm going to keep these flip-flops on all day.
I'd love to see the two of you in heaven still fighting. The most perfect place
in
the
world. This is my cloud. I saw this cloud first.
Boys, what did I tell you?
Sorry,
David,
God.
Stop calling Ilya short and give Ilya back his flip-flops. It'd be weird if, like, I died and Todd died, and then we got to heaven. Like, let's say we died together, and then we got to heaven, and the next day we're like, we saw God, and then we were just, like, lifting weights in heaven.
I don't think you'd have to lift weights.
Like, we were just doing the same thing on Earth. Oh, we were doing like a day before.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, what is like? What's the difference? Like, now you're young.
Something definitely happens. I don't believe that you just go into the ground and then that's the end of things. Because, like, there's a whole universe or so many unexplained things.
It's gonna be crazy when David and I die, and like, what if you die first? And I'm like, fuck, you got to see it. You know what I mean? Or I die.
You're standing over the dead body in the coffin. You son of a bitch. You beat me again.
Or I die and you're like, God damn it. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I'm gonna be
because one of us is going to know before the other. And it's going to be fucking insane.
Well, I'm going to be bummed.
It's going to be insane.
I'm going to be bummed out when I'm in heaven and like it's really cool and I want to show you guys. But God's like, yeah, Ilya won't get here for another 13 years. And I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I'm like, can't we just send like a card to hit him or something? Like, can't we just like knock him out? Like, that's going to bum me out.
Yeah, that'll suck.
Ill, you got to see this place, man. It is fucking nuts. It is nuts.
Yeah,
I'm coming, Dave.
Ill comes out of the shower. I write with like steam on his
Yeah, you
mirrors.
Turn into a ghost.
Like, I'm like, Ilya, come to heaven. This place is sick. .. Call of Duty here. I have the newest one 3 months in advance. That's the crazy part is like, what, you go to heaven and then all of a sudden like life is the same, but this time you never get old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe life is here. Maybe we're always in heaven, but they send you to Earth to teach you lessons like about love and about like understanding, about communication, about like growing. And they teach you all these lessons here on Earth. So you're a better person when you go back to heaven where everybody is hanging out. And some people get lost in it and some people screw up and some people fuck up. And then they're maybe damned back to Earth to try again until they figure it out. Yeah. Maybe this is hell and heaven is always heaven. And we're put here until we figure it out and we become good people and we're qualified enough to live with the rest of the population. Maybe this is jail, right? Like, this is like where we're like supposed to learn about like how to be regular good souls.
Mm.
Thanks.
Right on, Dave.
Thank you, man. This is the Views podcast.
Hey, man.
Views. It's a different point of views.
Mm.
So I shot a video with Josh Peck yesterday.
Ooh, my icon. Yeah.
My icon too.
I like it more, but yeah, keep going.
So it took about 2 weeks to set that video up, and the reason for that was Joe originally was like, "Hey, you mind if I just text Josh your number? He wants to do something with you." So I was like, "All right, great, yeah, let's do it." And like a few days go by, and he's like, "Hey, did you get Josh's text, by the way?" And I was like, "No, what are you talking about?" So like I scroll through my phone, like no text. He's like, "Okay, cool. I'll group you guys in." So he groups Josh and I in. Joe goes, "Ilya, Josh, Ilya." I go, "Oh, what's up, dude?" Nothing, like no response from Josh. Like 4 more days go by and still nothing. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm not getting his text, like nothing. And I go, "Joe, what's going on?" And he's like, "Yeah, dude, I don't know. Like, you're not responding to him. He sent you like voice memos and like fucking texts." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Like, so I start like scrolling through my phone, like all my text messages, my phone calls, like nothing. Like, I have nothing missed from him. And Joe goes, "Yeah, I don't know, bro. Maybe you blocked his number, like as a joke." And I was like, "No, no way."
Right.
And so I type his number in and I call him, and then I look at my block list and it says fucking blocked. I'm like, "What the fuck?" And Joe goes, "Oh yeah, it's from the Miami trip. I blocked his number from when he called me trying to get a hold of me so you guys can track where I was in Miami, and I blocked his fucking number."
Oh, wow.
That's really funny.
Yeah, man. Dude. And so I was just like, Josh thought I was ignoring him for like 2 fucking weeks.
Probably 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been like a year since that Miami video.
It's so funny
because I was like, dude, I am so, so sorry. Like, I felt so bad.
That's funny. Right.
I felt so bad. And I was like, there's no way I would ever do that. And he's like, "Yeah, dude, I thought you went Hollywood on me."
Yeah.
I was like, no way.
Ilya blocked all of our numbers when he was trying to hide from us because we were trying to get him to come to Miami. So he blocked all of our numbers so we wouldn't be able to track his phone. And I guess that stayed. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Well, let's talk about what we were talking about earlier. I was doing some thinking, and I've realized that every late night host.
I thought I smelled wood burning.
What?
I thought I smelled wood burning.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
What does that mean? That my brain is made out of wood?
Yeah, it means like it's like a fireplace. It's like, that's how dumb you are.
I don't get. Oh, okay.
Your head is full of wood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like an old joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when you're thinking, no, I'm kidding. I don't have anything to respond. No, but I was thinking, and every late night host sits on the left side of their guests. They're always looking to the right. And I've thought about this because I was trying to think about like what my better side is, and my better side is my left side of my face.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Every late night host, right?
Yeah.
Except, what were you saying? You were saying Corden.
Corden.
Corden looks the other way, and Graham Norton looks the other way, who are both like UK type of guys, like from overseas.
Yep.
So maybe just because they drive on the other side of the road, maybe that's also the situation with the late night. Ilya, stop.
I'm not doing anything. I just wanted to
Taylor,
provoke
why
you.
Why did you put it right in front of me?
I just
here,
wanted
gang,
to provoke you. That's
and Ilya went for the McDonald's, and David got really upset because it interrupted his story about British late night hosts.
Do not attack. We were in the fucking... Dude, I was in the car with Ilya, and he was super high. And bro, this motherfucker. We got to a red light, and he goes, "Yo, you know what? Red lights are so outdated." You know how he like always tries to find a solution for like fucking things that shouldn't be fixed?
He thinks he's got the next idea
all
the time. All
the time.
Yeah.
And we're at a red light and he's like, "It's so outdated." I'm like, "What the fuck else could it be? What else could it be? Other than like what could it be? A shape?"
Yeah.
Like, how could you change the red light system? What
no,
were you
I'm
thinking?
Saying, I was saying, like, get rid of it altogether and, like, think of something new where you don't have to wait. Think about how much time you waste at a red light.
That's
bro.
A tunnel.
Wow, okay,
I'm
so
telling you,
maybe,
someone.
Maybe he wasn't high. Maybe
someone is going to fix it at some point.
Well, have you seen?
Yes, that's when you have every car that's automated and they're all programmed to each other and they
whatever,
can all
yeah.
Wait,
each
wait,
other.
Wait. Have you seen when the power is out and every car stops at a major intersection
yeah,
and
it's
one
a shit
goes
show.
And then one. Yeah, it's a shit show.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that's a solution. I'm saying, like, there should be something.
But
else.
Even if it was automated, how could they do that?
There's nothing you can change about red lights right now.
You can't.
Red light cannot be changed unless everything else is changed.
Right. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to make
you were really
I wasn't saying like right now, tomorrow.
I'm not resting till I find out how to get rid of red lights. Okay, right. Okay, so you meant it like just more in general.
Yeah.
Okay, also, I did some watching TV, and you won't believe what I found. You guys are about to get mind blown from this. I'm about to drop some serious facts. Did you know that there are that there's a wire that goes from there's cables that go from like North America to Europe to South America that connect the internet
underground in the ocean
under
right?
the ocean.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Did you know that?
No.
Isn't that fucking insane? There's 378 cables. They weigh 10 million. One cable. I'll talk about one. It goes from Virginia to Spain, and it's 10 million pounds. And it goes underneath the ocean, and it connects our internet. Isn't that fucking insane?
Wow.
It like, how is that possible?
I don't know. I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. John brought it up, and I'm like, you're an idiot. There's no way there's a cable that's underneath the ocean.
Why does it need to connect with Spain? Wasn't that, doesn't there just be like a satellite that would connect it?
Well, there's more information that's spread through like the little wires.
And you know, it's like been quite the year when Dave's like that far down his Netflix queue. You know,
man, did you know that the prisons in Papua New Guinea are highly overpopulated?
Yeah, like that was the thing you were watching last week. Like, yeah. It's gone on so long now. Now you're getting to like the good stuff. Like you're actually learning.
Yeah, bro. Last week, three friends came over and I turned on this Netflix show. It's all about the world's toughest prisons.
It was so good.
It's a really good show. Highly recommend it. And I started listing off all these facts about the world's toughest prisons. And everyone was like paying attention to me. Like I knew what I was talking about. Because I did. Because I was so educated on the subject because I've been just watching this show nonstop.
David's really fun to do that. David will take you through a whole 22 episode season in 45 minutes. Yeah, he'll just go to the good parts.
I just fast forward to the good parts. Yeah, I made him watch the world's toughest prisons and we went through three episodes in like 35 minutes. It was really good because you skip all the boring stuff and it's like editing.
You have like a TV review.
It's like a vlog. Yeah. I turn regular TV into vlogs. I also was on Snapchat and there was an ad that came up. There was a family found that was locked up in a hidden hidden room on a farm. Did you see this? There's like this dad who they were scared of the apocalypse. So for the last 6 years, they locked themselves like in like this like small bunker. Area and like a farm. Yeah, the last 6 years, and they just found these guys. Wow. I think they're all alive. Someone was arrested. But
someone was arrested, but they're all alive.
Back up. I need someone was arrested.
I don't know the facts. Okay. The point of this story isn't to tell you what it was, because I actually I wanted to see more facts because the Snapchat thing was just one page and I couldn't swipe up to anything. Yeah. So I looked it up on Google, but instead of typing in family locked on a farm, I typed in family licked on a farm. Oh, God. I thought it was so funny. I just started dying.
And what'd you get?
You wouldn't believe it, but there has also been a family that has been seriously licked.
I've seen that video.
right by a stable. Yeah, it got really bad.
Hey, there's a thing out there. They're going to pay couples to have sex.
Oh, yeah.
This company, they wants to know which mattress is best for getting it on, and they're going to pay five couples to do the research. During the 2-month experiment, the chosen pairs will test 8 mattresses and review each other's one based on a variety of factors, including bounciness, noise, and edge support.
Oh, me and Ilya
pays
should do
3,
that.
Wait, pays 3K.
Do you have to be married?
3K per bang? I don't know how to put that in a scientific way.
It's 3K for 2 months. You got to sleep there, I think.
Oh, you sleep there for 2 months and have sex every day?
Yeah.
Do they watch you have sex?
Weird thing.
It is a weird thing.
Yeah, they have to watch you.
Wait, do you have to be married or can you bring anybody?
It can be anybody.
It was like, because I need a place where I can kind of have sex on my own without you guys watching over me. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Where is it? You send this to the UK?
Yeah, again, this was like a Snapchat story.
Again,
Dave and I get our news from Snapchat.
My friends were they went out like on a boat. Recently they went to like some lake house and they're like college boys, right? And they were telling me like of what they were doing. They had this competition. It was 10 of them, all guys, and they broke up into two teams of 5, and they had a competition where this is how you win. You had to eat 2 large pizzas, drink 50 beers, smoke 4 grams of weed.
Whoa.
And then you had to solve a 300 piece jigsaw puzzle.
Wow.
And that was what? Like that was the game that they were doing.
Did anybody
Yeah, Mike's team lost, but Mike had 14 of the beers. That's fucking crazy.
Damn.
Shout out to my friends.
50 beers.
They're real heroes.
So this is like over a course of a Saturday?
It took 2.5 hours.
Okay.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's like disgusting. That's like really quick.
Is it gross? Because you got to think about it. It's 5 guys on one team. And the two large pizzas, that's easy. I can body like a large by myself. And then you got the 4 grams of weed.
The pizza thing is the easiest part, but all those beers, all that weed.
Dude, the weed would fuck you up.
If we split this up between us four, me, Ilya, Jason, Natalie, who gets the beer? I would assume Jason gets the beers. Natalie gets the pizza. I'll get the jigsaw. Ill, you get the weed. Oh, that's pretty good.
No, I get the jigsaw. You get the pizza. You're way better like eating large amounts than I am.
Let's give the jigsaw to Natalie.
Okay.
I think that's probably the smart choice here, Dave. You're going to be drinking some beer,
I get the jigsaw. No, Dave.
I go, I finished the jigsaw. I ate it all. No, Dave, you were supposed to fucking build it. I added another criteria to like what I'm looking for in women.
Okay.
Get ready for this one.
How could there possibly be another criteria?
I don't have that many. No, like yesterday. The other day we did the podcast, I said, what was my big thing? Someone who's self-aware.
Uh-huh.
Okay, someone who could hold their own conversation.
You also have said Latin in the past week.
Yeah.
Because I know I can check my DMs because that's who will DM me. Like right
why
now,
don't
if you
forward these to me? a self-aware Latin girl. Why is that so bad?
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, now let me add one more thing.
Okay.
I want somebody that will walk in front of me at the airport. I think that's important. Do you know what I mean?
No, what does that mean?
Like someone who can walk in front of me and like fill out things. Like that's important to me.
You want a mom?
Yes.
No, like, she's right here. Taylor's right here.
Taylor's right. No, like I want somebody that can like I don't want to always be the one that's like,
you know, for sure.
Like I don't want to be the guy that has the tickets. I don't want to be the guy that has like the plans. Like,
oh, yeah.
I want to be that guy.
You sort of like sense of responsibility.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a woman
yeah.
To just do it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then
yeah.
You end. That's what happened to me. That's what I had with Marnie.
Yeah.
She did all of that.
Is that bad? Didn't
yeah, and then know? She ends up presenting you for being a lazy piece of shit.
Oh, she got mad at you for being lazy?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I didn't do shit.
I thought she kind of made you lazy.
No. She would be like, she's like, we're doing it my way. And I'd be like, okay, great. I don't want to fucking do it anyway.
And then she'd
anyway.
Be like, fuck you. Why did you tell me your way? Really?
Yeah, kind of. No, I mean, I wouldn't do anything.
Well, I don't want it to be like that extreme. Like,
yeah.
I don't want it to.
No, you'll see. It'll end up that way. She'll be pissed.
It sounds like you want like an assistant, not a partner.
And then like someone to grab me food. No.
How many more assistants are you going to hire here?
No.
We want to know.
I'm looking for a Latin assistant.
I know somebody that worked for like a really, really big rapper.
Yeah.
And he didn't have three assistants. I know somebody worked for a mogul rapper. A mogul.
To be fair, David just hires anybody and just calls them an assistant. It's like.
Yeah, I just like to do that.
I mean, I think it's cool.
I hire friends. I hire a company. That's what I do.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm looking for someone under 5'2", preferably.
Self-aware. Does all my work for me. Walks ahead of me in the airport so I can just hang back and like kind of like have my own thoughts to myself.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's really telling of like a person like when they.
I would love that. I would love to have a girlfriend or a wife.
Like imagine you're at the airport and she's like, "Hurry up, we're gonna be late." And then she's like, "Okay, let's go grab McDonald's." And like she's like, "I'm like, do we have time?" She's like, "Yeah, we have time." Like she's telling you that like it's still okay.
That's every relationship. Yeah. No, every girl in every relationship.
No,
pretty much all guys are kind of like
for
dumb
real?
And like they
yeah,
don't
so
know.
I can talk to any girl and I like them.
Yeah,
wow.
It's pretty much any girl, but that's probably who you do need. You do need somebody like that.
Yeah. I need someone to let me know what's up because sometimes I get confused.
Somebody's and holding down the fort,
especially at airports. I get really lost because there's so much going on and there's so many people walking around and there's all these planes are taking off that you want to watch but you can't because you have to make your own flight. So
have you ever noticed when you go to the airport? This happens to me every fucking time.
What?
You get your gate, and my gate is always the last one.
Oh yeah, it is
always the last one.
Yeah,
that's the worst. Why is that? Why is it always the last one?
I don't know.
I've never, ever gone to the airport and been like, 54? Oh, right here. First one. Never. Never once.
That's funny because 54 is like one of the closer ones usually. Speaking of fucking airports, I don't know when this was, but last time Ilya and I flew, this still haunts me to this day. There's this guy, Ilya, there's two seats in each row, not three. There's just two.
Yep.
Right? And I had the window seat in row two, and he had the aisle in row three. So I went to the guy, we got there, and I got to the guy that was in the aisle in two, and I was like, I'm going to ask him to move back to Ilya's seat and switch.
Sure.
And I was like, hey, man, is it possible if my buddy sits with me? And he goes, nah, man, I'm all set up here. Mm. I'm like, that's it. That's the end of the story. But, bro, I fucking was so pissed.
What was he set up with?
The entire
laptop
flight.
Out?
No, didn't have a laptop out.
No?
Didn't have anything out. Didn't have anything out.
Huh? Literally, no, he had his no book back. No art pencils or anything like that.
Okay, I'll be honest. I'll be honest. I'll tell you what he did have.
Yeah.
Just to be clear. He had his magazine that he brought with his newspaper. It's tucked in the seat in front of him. And his water bottle tucked in the seat in front of him.
That's not enough.
But his book back was under. But it's like.
Even that's not
if,
set up.
Even if you had your laptop out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, I know it's his right to say no. Yeah. Like, I know, like, sure. Like, I know technically maybe I'm in the wrong. But, like, that's so fucked up. It's a 4-hour fucking flight, dude. Like, this happened months ago, and I'm still so passionate about. Yeah. Like it's a 4-hour flight. Like, switch for 3 minutes so I don't resent you the entire flight. And then after he said no, he's like, oh, no, I'm all set up. I don't want to get up. Then I had to explain to him and be like, well, look, dumbass, I still have to fucking sit in there, so can you get up so I can squeeze in there? So he had to still get up.
Yeah, he's up anyway.
Yeah, he's up anyway.
Yeah.
So now I have to fucking go in there. It just made no sense. I was so angry. I was like, why are you doing this? Like, karma's going to get you. You're going to want to sit with your wife one day, and it's not going to work.
And what happened? You sat alone,
and,
Ilya?
And then David texted me he wants to draw a dick on his face while he was asleep.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I was like, I'm gonna draw a dick on this guy's face when he's asleep. Yeah, but okay.
Jay, I noticed something very similar between David and I.
Okay, what is it?
So you know how, like, David would ask, like, Ella or Taylor and Nat, like, fucking questions that he knows the answers to?
Yeah.
Like, all the time?
Yeah.
Like, yo, dude, I love this water bottle. Where can I get this? You know, something like that. So this weekend, I flew back to Chicago for my mom's birthday, and I went back to my office for, like, work or whatever. And I was walking through my office, and, like, I needed jeans, and out loud I was like, "Where can I get some jeans?" And then I was like, "Well, hold up, I know the answer to that." Like, and they're like, "Oh, anywhere?" I was like, "Wow, that's such a David moment."
Oh, I ask questions a lot where, like, I know the answer to it.
Yeah.
Like, can you give me an example better than the water bottle? Because I actually don't know where to get water bottles. Like, give me an example. Like, where have I done that?
So watermelon's not good for you? Like, you've asked that, like, 100 times.
Well, that's because I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
No.
Is it good for you or is it not? Because I'm hearing mixed reviews.
No, there's been multiple times where you ask something where I'm like, I sit back, I'm like, figure it out, dipshit. Like, but, like, I do the same shit, you know? Like, when you have, like, other people working for you around you, like, you just completely get lazy about, like, stupid shit like that.
Totally. That's what it is.
So, again, this weekend I was back in Chicago and I slept at John's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go visit him at work. Before I went back to his house, and right as I was leaving, I was like, "John, when you come home, you have to kiss me goodnight." And he's like, "All right." I'm like, "Dead ass?" He's like, "All right, dead ass." And so I go home, and I get into his bed, and I fall asleep.
What time does he work till?
He works till 5 a.m.
Oh.
So I'm in bed, I'm sleeping, and I all of a sudden he comes home, and he goes in his room. He doesn't know I'm sleeping in his room. He's like, "Bro, what the fuck?" What the? He's like all flustered and mad. So I'm like, whatever, like, go somewhere else. And so, like, 5 minutes passes by, like, nothing, just quiet, like, 5 minutes passes by. And all of a sudden, like, I hear him come in the room, and he goes, like, right on my cheek.
Oh, my God.
So good, bro. Like, such resentment. Like, oh,
did you start laughing?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It's
so did he funny. Laugh?
No, he was, like, really mad at me.
Guys, the Girl Scouts are releasing a new cookie this year, Natalie.
I saw that toast, right?
It tastes like breakfast.
Natalie perks up. Yes, toast. I saw it. I ordered it, pre-ordered it.
The toast-shaped cookie called Toast Yay.
Oh, it's shaped like toast?
Was inspired by French toast. They're larger than the Scouts classic cookies, Nat.
I heard about that.
And have
that.
A whole side covered in icing.
Super excited, Girl Scouts.
You did it again.
What?
Oh, the Girl Scouts. Natalie's like, what did I do? Did I come up with the icing cookies and not know about it? Did I say it in my sleep again?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that is sick. The Girl Scouts, they sell those motherfuckers. Where does all the money go for the Girl Scout cookies?
The Girl Scout fund. Like, the Girl Scout.
What does the Girl Scout fund do? Does it pay for colleges for Girl Scouts?
Yeah, I think it pays for colleges.
Oh, really? If you're in the Girl...
Yeah, or does it just pay? Stuff.
Does it just help cover all the badges? Because I feel like there were so many fucking badges. Those can't be cheap.
Those two, yeah.
You know how you got that dodgeball cake?
Yeah.
I mean, that cake is probably like, what, like $1,500, $2,000?
No, it's probably like $500, $700.
Whatever.
What about it?
Usually, regular people would take a slice, right?
Right.
But you go, bro,
Yo, see if you can get to the center with your face.
Like, that's just insane.
It does sound funky, but to be fair, like, I'm not saying this to brag. There are so many cakes that come in here. Like, I don't think any house gets as many cakes as we get. I don't know what it is. I don't know if we track cakes, but people... I think Natalie's putting the orders in place. I think when brands go, hey, we love working with you. What can we send you? Natalie goes, cake. He would love cake. And his favorite is confetti with chocolate icing. He loves it.
That is literally what I say.
All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to go find me that girlfriend and send me her.
Find me one too.
Send me her Instagram and I will pursue and marry her. If she can walk in front of me at the airport. All right,
I'll see you guys. And like this said, girl, thank you.
All right, I'll see you guys. My name is Jeff.